What's good, everybody? Welcome to 808s and Ankle Breaks, episode 14. I'm Jonathan Karma, entertainment editor at the Amherst Wire, and Mugatoon's editorial intern. And with me is...
his co-host, Trevor Wilson. We got some very special guests in the building today, ladies and gentlemen.
We got rap duo, music duo, Brevin Kim, I don't know.
Musical duo works.
Musical duo, yeah. Okay. Brevin Kim, we got Cal, we got Brevin.
Yep.
So... yeah. Let's get into things. How you guys doing today?
Very good.
Short drive, right?
Yeah, we live 12 minutes. Down the street, so.
Yeah, I have to hop on 495, then on 95.
Yeah, how long is your ride?
It's like 30 minutes.
That's not too bad.
There's a little bit of traffic today. Yeah. But
that sucks.
It's all right. It could be worse.
It could be worse.
But
so, I think first things first, we got to talk about the name. Brevin Kim.
Brevin Kim.
How did you come up with that name?
So that was explain it.
Yeah, that was all you. So,
so I'll take credit. So, when we used to be Policy and Juice, like you were saying before we got on here, but then I changed my name to Brevin Kim. Like, when we kind of started changing our style, I don't know, I just, like, I felt like Policy was getting corny, so...
we wanted to be one, too, right. So two different names was kind of like...
but at that time, I was just naming myself Brevin Kim, right. But then I was like, you know what, let's just make this a duo. But what it means, it's the reason it's Brevin Kim is because it's a mix of his name, Brendan, and then my dad's name's Kevin, and then my mom's name's Kim. So it's Brevin Kim, it's their names combined.
Okay, that's cool.
Yep.
I was trying... for the longest time, I was always questioning that. I was like, how do you come up with the name?
Because there's no... like our names are nothing like that, so it's kind of
I was trying to, like, what two names are like close to Brevin Kim? I couldn't come up with it at all. I was like, Brim, Kevin, like somebody's name is Kevin. I knew that somebody's name was Kevin, but I didn't know about the second half of it.
So how long you guys been doing this?
I since wrote my first rap when I was 9.
Okay. Wow.
First started recording probably like, trying to think, maybe when I was like a junior in high school.
Yeah, I was probably a freshman or sophomore in high school.
Well, I used to not do it. I would just like do the mixing.
Yeah.
And we used Audacity, which was horrible.
Oh, trash.
The worst thing ever.
Can we swear on him?
The quality was like really bad. So.
Yeah, it used to be trash.
But yeah, it started just him, and then I wrote a verse once.
And then
I just kind of, we went from
there. No, we started
doing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
But yeah, so like 15 years I've been rapping, but actually recording and putting music out for probably like 8 years.
Yeah.
So,
8 to 10 years.
Brennan, right?
Brent doesn't matter.
Bren, okay.
Brent's probably easier.
So Bren,
yeah.
Were you making? You didn't make music before, like
no,
you guys
I mean,
were
I
duo
always,
pretty much.
No, I kind of just mixed, and we would find YouTube beats, and we would like do remixes.
He played guitar though, and
but I wasn't nothing like nothing good.
So
nothing now crazy. Once I started learning FL Studio, it was like changed forever.
That's
like,
recent,
for
last 2 years.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah, probably 2 years now, and then we met this kid Biv. Shout out Biv.
Yeah, shout out Biv, always.
Who pretty much showed me how to sample everything.
Yep. Okay.
And then from there, it just took off. And that was like kind of the start of Brevin Kim.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we kind of changed our sound and everything.
So you guys produce everything?
Well, no. Not everything, but the probably like 7 out of 10 tracks on an album is going to be me or Cal.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
But we also still, we still find some...
we still find random YouTube beats.
Yeah, you're like, I got, you got
to
hop on that.
Yeah,
you can't pass up on those. Absolutely.
You can't make everything, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. I try to make as much as
like
we can,
a lot of the trap
is YouTube.
I mean, he makes some of it, but a lot of the trap is like YouTube.
Okay,
like tight beats, you know.
So speaking of trap, I want to talk about you guys' sound. You guys are very like genre fluid. I think that's probably the best word
I could say. Definitely.
So,
a good way to describe
how would you describe your sound?
I usually just say no genre, but I'd say it's like
more alternative,
indie, alternative.
Trap slash folk.
Right. That's like weird. Because we can go from like a, I don't know, do you guys know who Bon Iver is?
Yes.
Okay, so we could go from like a song that sounds like that, like a really depressing sing song, and then all of a sudden we sound like Lil Pump the next
time. You guys got songs like 17, like that song, I'm like for me personally, that's not what I listen to, so I'm like that's a skit for me, not because it's a bad song.
It's not your style.
Then you got songs like, you know, No Teeth.
Going 47 by a cop, going 47 by a mop. Ooh, pop another bottle in a trunk. Ooh, pop another bottle in the front. Pop it. I just put 4 down. I'm gonna
That was the first song Kerr showed me.
That song is crazy.
That's like a classic
about,
for me.
The song is just about getting head. Ooh. That is a good song.
She got just gums.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dentures.
But So yeah, and then you got kind of in between songs like Of Mine, where it's like you kind of combine like the trap as well as the singing.
Exactly.
So, yep. What were you guys listening to growing up? Like, how
a good question.
That's good.
Not rap. Well,
classic rap.
You started getting into Eminem was like a major influence, but before that, our mom and dad were big into like Boston.
The band Boston, okay. AC/DC, America. So classic rock, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. But then all like, oldies. But then I'd say we got into rap pretty early too, because we were listening to. I mean, I was listening to 50 Cent, Chingy, Eminem in like third, fourth grade.
And have you guys always been friends?
We're brothers. Yeah.
I did not know that. Wow. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Did not know
we're
that.
Blood brothers, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. He's 24, I'm 26. We're like, we've been best friends too, though.
Yeah.
Forever.
So. Yeah. So, but yeah, so like we grew up on classic rock, but then I started getting into rap in like third grade. So, like 2003 for me. And he wasn't a big rap guy. And then I kind of got out of rap for, I mean, Eminem, we were obsessed with Eminem.
Oh, just like
obsessed.
Like,
for years.
Everything, his middle name, like where he lived.
How he eats his cheeseburgers. Yeah.
Guys,
no
you
cheese.
Guys
yeah, you guys felt Stan. Yeah. And that song came out, you're like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Really
yeah. But, yeah, and then, so growing up that, and then everything's changed over the last, what, 5-6 years.
And now, even some of the people that we used to love, I can't even
remember. I don't even like, really like Eminem anymore. Yeah. Like,
most people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have love for him.
Yeah. Yeah, like if you listen to like the Marshall Mathers LP,
that's
you go back, obviously stays
fire.
Still,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Some of that new stuff.
His new
shit.
Yeah.
Good.
Like he's still the best rapper, like, but it's just boring and it's a force. It sounds like a force. You know what I mean?
He's just like falling off. Like, I think, and he's what, like 42 or
he's
something?
He's like 40. He's like almost 45.
I respect the hustle, but like, he's just outdated.
And at this point, like, he knows he's still going to make his money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why I would just stop if I were him.
Yeah.
But Kanye is like, Kanye is an example of a guy. He's 40, but he's evolved and like, he's making music that people still want to hear.
Yeah.
Where Eminem is his age, but he's still like rapping like it's 2002.
Yeah.
Where Kanye is like collabing with like Vic Mensa and Young Thug and you know what I mean?
So I guess that kind of adds to my question. Who are you listening to now?
Right now, my favorite's probably Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD? Okay.
Wow.
For
okay.
Both of us, absolutely, yeah.
And
then,
he's really coming up.
Yeah.
He's getting popular
he blew
real
up
fast.
Quickest I've like, ever seen since like, post
ginormous.
You saw it on Twitter. Everyone's like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
His songs are like all on the charts. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
And do you guys listen to like the South Florida rappers? Because I definitely hear like a little of that and you're like, the trap beats.
Like
guys,
X and
anything?
Ski Mask. And,
those are
probably my two of my top fives too. But like when we started changing our style about 2 years ago, I was listening to, do you guys know Lil Peep?
Yeah.
Lil Peep and X were like my favorites, him too.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago when they were like still pretty underground. And then X kind of got like, his music didn't get corny, but he got corny.
Yeah,
he started getting all spiritual and rest in peace though. I'm not trying to talk bad, but he just started getting, so kind of drifted away, but then got back into him. But he was like a huge influence for a while.
Mm-hmm.
X and Lil Peep.
Even like Slump God?
Yeah, Ski Mask's my favorite rapper.
Love
I love
Ski Mask. Yeah.
He's probably
he's so good.
One of my favorites. His flow is just crazy.
Mm. Yeah. We definitely were influenced by him on No Teeth, actually.
Yeah, I get that.
I made that beat thinking of like, all right, what would he sound like on this? And I tried to make like a trap type beat, and then you got No Teeth. So.
Yeah. We'll definitely put like, probably like clips and like snippets of like different songs throughout the interview.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's sick.
But also I listen to a lot of non-rap too. Like,
probably more often than that.
I listen to less rap than.
Okay.
Probably like, do you guys know that kid Biv that we make music with? So he's like one of my favorites. Then, the 1975. I don't know if you guys know that.
I know the name. I don't listen to.
Yeah, I know the name too.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
The Japanese House, weird band. They sound like the 1975. Bon Iver, Kings of Leon.
I used to love Kings of Leon.
Yeah, fire.
Facts.
Yeah, they are really good.
Yeah,
wow.
Shit
this
like
guy,
that.
There's gotta be people we're forgetting. Like.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Yeah. I feel like you just made that up.
It sounds like
listen to Barney. Like.
But then, like, also, like, he hasn't put shit out, but Travis is an influence.
Yep.
Drake, I don't like Drake's new shit really, but like, no, I don't love it. But he's always Drake. Yeah.
I'm gonna retweet that.
Yeah.
it's pretty average.
Nonstop is fire though.
I love Nonstop too. We were talking about that last week. We had our friend Miles on. We were just kind of debating how good that album is.
Yeah. Mm.
Give it's, it's not his best work.
Soft four. No, I don't know.
I was saying like a light five. Yeah. It's just right where I expected.
Yeah, right in the middle. Right in the middle. Yeah.
That's Drake though. Drake just puts out stuff.
But it doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure there's every song is still in the top 100 just because he's Drake. So
I think it actually is. All
the songs are in the top.
That's what I heard.
So no matter what it was going to be, that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So what would you say would be your like ideal collab?
If you ask,
and it can be hip hop, it can be any genre.
I would honestly say 1975.
I'd say Bond. No, because that's too much pressure. I'd blow it. I'd say right now probably the 1975 and Juice WRLD.
Okay.
Juice WRLD for like the hip hop scene, and then the 1975 for like the alternative scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yours would be the same?
Absolutely same.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or maybe Ski Mask, one of those.
Ski Mask. If I could get like, I feel like
make that work.
You gotta get a ski mask.
Yeah.
Awesome. Energy's just crazy.
Yeah.
So. Recently, you guys dropped your project.
Yep.
It was Somewhere Between Having Fun and Dying 2, right? Recent one.
Part 2, yep.
So, for part 1 and part 2, how'd you come up with that name?
So, I was actually, I was pretty depressed for a while. That's when our styles started changing.
Yeah.
And we were thinking of, like, it was just such, like, that's when we started mixing genres. So, it was, like, some of it's happy, some of it's sad. Because, moods change every day and whatever.
And all the tracks on there were like, you could have like a wicked sad one to like you said Of Mine, which is kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
And then you'd have like a banger like,
I Might Crash or Melania. Didn't know where my heart on my clothes. Never sorry how I already forgot. No, no, no. Don't apologize, just go Columbine. All that's on my mind is a dollar sign. Lay it on the line, watch me follow my dreams, my schemes, autopilot. I'ma do it, not talk about it. So we were like, we gotta do something about like, we were gonna call it It's Okay to Be a Paradox or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's just so, like, vastly different from one song to the next. So he ended up coming up where, like, we need to do something about, like, life or death, happy and sad.
And I think I texted it to you. We're like, yeah, we're doing
it. And he just said Somewhere Between Having Fun and Dying. I'm like, that's fire.
Plus, it's like a name where, like, if you hear that, I feel like, all right, I want to hear what that album sounds
like. Yeah, that's right. Because it's a long title. But it works, you know what I mean? It's still, it's somehow catchy along at the same time. When I first saw that, I was like,
yeah, what the hell?
What's that going to sound like? I was a huge fan of the first one. I also like the second one, of course. But the first one, some of those songs in there, like Lonnie, as you said, is that just a freestyle? That's just your
freestyle. That's just me,
That's probably one of my favorite ones.
That's our second most viewed on SoundCloud.
Yeah, yeah, that one's crazy.
Other than Dance, which was like a single, but.
Dance, yeah.
But yeah, that was a good album.
Okay.
Definitely tried, not that we tried topping it, but. You can't really top that.
It's just we've changed a little too, but like we tried to, you know, not tried, but we it's similar. The new one, it's a little bit of depressing stuff, and then it's some trap stuff.
We just kind of wanted to mix it together and add, a part 2 to it. So.
Yeah.
So, well, is there anything you would say you're trying to improve in your music right now?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, we're always trying to improve. Certain way, I feel like every song is slowly getting better. Quality wise, beat wise.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean.
I'd say my singing voice. And then just like. I don't really know. It's just, every song we drop, I'm content with it, but then I drop it, and then I'm like, I don't even like this song.
It sucks. Right away.
It sucks. I
think that's the key to being a great artist.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I feel like all the greats do that.
Yeah, you never settle. You can never be content with what you're making.
No.
So.
Yeah, you can't be, anyways.
What would you say are your long-term goals with making music?
Make a living off
it? Yeah, be able to make that my job for sure.
Right.
But it's our own fault. Like, we're not doing enough. Like, I do think we have, like, the quality of music to get there if we get it in the right hands. But we don't market it right and stuff, so, like... Yeah. My goal is to get there, but it's up to us.
There's just so many bases to cover,
especially
now.
So hard.
Yeah, it's like you got to be like active on social media
every day.
Yeah, you got to have a team. Video, you really do.
We do have a team now, and it's like they do a lot for us, but we need to like build on that team, and then also like,
how many people you got on your team right now?
We have a manager and an agent who like do everything for us, and then it's just them two. But they have a small team. They have an agency, Olympic Agency. They're in law school, and it's like five of them.
Yep. Yeah, I was gonna ask you this. So, how'd you meet your management team?
One of them was a friend of my friend's from college, and he was always a fan. Like back when we were Policy and Juice,
yeah.
He was always a fan, and he always wanted to help me, but he couldn't. But now that he's in law school. He actually like has the ability to start an agency, which he did. And the first thing he did was like get us with
Olympic
him,
agency.
Olympic Agency. Shout out to them too.
Yeah, they do so much for us.
They do a shitload.
All our shows are.
So yeah, that and then the manager is his best friend, who we met just through this, and now he's become a good friend.
And they're
friend.
Like a team.
Okay.
They're like partners, I guess, right? And now it's kind
yeah,
of
yeah. One of them's getting into sports. He wants to be a sports agent, but. He's still involved with us. Too.
Like Biv is kind of.
Biv promotes. He's not like, but he's like a teammate, but he's not, you know, he's not no title or anything.
Yeah.
Right. Six man.
He's a six man.
Yeah, he's there. He's there when you need him.
No, but he's good because we have similar fan base and he has more followers.
Plus, he makes beats, some of like the most viewed. Like.
Yeah, he makes money off beats. He doesn't work.
He doesn't, yeah, he's only like 23. He doesn't need to work, really.
He's eating. Yeah.
That's
the dream. Yeah. That's where I'm trying to be. I got 3 years to do it, I guess.
Yeah. I feel that.
I'm trying to get there too, but.
So, what aspect of your music do you take the most pride in? Like, would it be the rapping, the singing, the producing, the mixing?
Probably production and mixing.
Because so much goes into, like, just presets.
So much.
Like, just everything, like. Reverb and like all that stuff, and it kind of like makes the Brevin Kim sound.
Yeah.
Where if you were to just make our vocals dry, it would just kind of sound like a regular old song.
Yeah.
Kind of like how people like Kanye do. Like he'll mess with his voice and his beat so much that it's like its own sound.
Like we do mostly him, but so much behind the scenes, like to make it. Not saying like if you heard our songs dry,
it would be bad,
but it's just like the beat and then the presets and then we layer that you probably don't even notice.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just what makes it unique, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel you.
But that's what it's about now is sound. Like people can't even do their shit live. Like it's all about what you sound like in the studio when it comes out as a final product. So that's what I think we're the best at.
Yeah, some of the mixing you guys do like what's the song? You Don't Care One Bit.
Yeah.
I love that song. Like
really?
The deep voice you put on that,
stuff.
Like the
yeah,
the
singing with the deep voice.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, the mixing is definitely key. I think that's something like people just don't naturally. You're not gonna think about that
unless
unless
you're really paying attention.
Recorded a podcast, something like that. You don't think about it, but like that just makes a huge difference.
Yep.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, me too. I always forget about.
So yeah, this next question is it's a more like personal question that I'm asking because I feel like I'm not true to myself if I don't ask.
Uh-huh.
So you guys, I will like there, it's kind of controversial to have like white artists in hip hop. You know, like you've seen like guys like Post Malone, catch flack, even like Macklemore. You won a Grammy and then had to pretty much say like this is Kendrick's Grammy.
Yeah.
So as white artists in a black genre, even though you guys are very like you know multiple genres, how do you approach that?
Well, when I was young, I feel like it's expanding now. Like, some for the good, some for the bad. Like, there's a lot of white artists that are trash, and also, like, everybody thinks they're a rapper now.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's expanding where I think it's more acceptable now. But when I was young, it was, like, it felt weird, kind of. It felt, like, weird being a rapper because Eminem was,
like
the only...
We didn't really belong. We were, like, stepping into something that wasn't ours.
Yeah. Right. Eminem was, like, the only white rapper at the time. But now I don't feel like... I just sounds like typical, but I really don't see like color. Like I don't think about that, especially in music. Like everybody's just so like, I mean, like everybody, it seems like the community that we're a part of, like the little underground community, is just like
kinda
everybody's.
Yeah. As long as I think it really comes down to if you're not corny and you're good, it
yeah.
really
doesn't
matter.
Doesn't matter.
Cause like there, I'll admit, like, there's some white artists that I don't like, not because they're white, but because, you know, it comes off as corny. You guys, one thing I'll give you credit for is you guys sound like you're not trying to be black.
No.
But you're still, like, aggressive enough that I can enjoy it and I can still respect the way you guys are rapping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, exactly.
Because,
yeah,
like, you know, you got some guys, like, even, like, Post Malone, the dude has, like, dreads.
I know, it's
hard. Look at us. Like,
yeah.
Typical white
kids. I got, like, high socks and wicked
white. But yeah, I still, like, I appreciate that you guys aren't, you know, it doesn't feel like cultural appropriation.
I never try to, like, I don't want it to be like that. You know, like, the aggressive shit is, like, I'm glad, like, maybe that will bring us more black fans, like, or trap fans or whatever, which is great, but I don't even do it for that reason. I'm just doing it because, like, I mean, we used to drop, if you followed us way back, like, before X, like, we were screaming and, like, doing that aggressive shit when I was, like 16, really, like... Yeah. So we've always just, I don't know what it is. I just feel like it's like, it shows more like, it's like.
More emotion.
Yeah, it's just emotion and like true, like what you say, you mean.
It's not as boring of a song too when you're just like.
Yeah, sometimes it's too much. Like a lot of people don't like that. None of my friends like my music. Like none.
Not mine either.
Nobody. Actually, a couple, but like majority.
Those are fake friends.
Yeah, that's what
everybody says, f*** them, but.
Yeah.
I guess we just.
This is not them.
It's not. Yeah. It's not like they don't support it.
They
just
love us.
Yeah. But they like to get drunk with us.
Like, oh, yeah, your stuff's great.
Right.
I feel you. But. All right, so on a less serious note, we'll get to the their friends. We'll get to with you with our speed round where we kind of just ask some more lighthearted questions, create conversation. So first, favorite basketball team.
Celtics all day.
Blue green, baby.
Blue green.
Yeah, I'm a Lakers fan.
You're a Lakers fan.
I was born in LA, so that's why I'm a Lakers fan.
Okay, that makes sense.
But
eight seed.
LeBron. Right now, I guess
eight seed.
They got LeBron.
You're getting bounced
are
first
you
round.
How do you
I'm
feel?
Absolutely happy to have LeBron because I think there's a difference between being a Lakers fan and a Kobe's fan. Because like Kobe fans, like they're gonna be like LeBron.
Yeah,
if
I know.
You're
a
Lakers
I'm a Kobe fan. So.
There's nothing wrong with Kobe fan. If you're a real Lakers fan, why would you not want the best player in the world to play for
I agree.
I just hate the decisions they made right after that. Like, I don't mind them signing Rondo, but then you sign him, Lance Stevenson, and JaVale McGee. Like, that's tough.
I don't think Kawhi's coming.
It's possible.
It's possible.
I feel like they're setting up pieces for, like, some big trade or something. That's why I feel like they're just getting all these guys together that LeBron hates and has a history with. But
I think they're better off like just hoping Kawhi comes next offseason.
That's what I'm saying. It's
going to
take a year.
So like, you're not winning a title this year.
No.
Like, it's the Warriors. So I don't think it's an issue. But you guys said you were Celtics fans.
Huge Celtics fan.
How do you feel going into next season?
I think we're going to take it. I'm not just saying that because I'm a Celtics fan. I mean, now, like, the Cousins thing, I think people are overhyping it. Like, Cousins is awesome, but he's coming off an injury, and he's got his behavioral issues. I just can see him not clicking or getting hurt or something, and I don't know. I just have a feeling the Celtics are going to take it next year.
Right. Plus, like, the Warriors are getting run down. Like, they've played more games than anybody in the past couple seasons.
Yep.
And so I feel like the Celtics have a great chance.
Well, because we're coming up, and Golden State's, not that they're dying, they just won the championship, but... I feel like they're, you know, their time is coming to an end.
They haven't faced, like, that real injury yet. You know what I mean? Where, like Steph is out for the whole playoffs.
I know.
Like that. It's bound to happen eventually.
Something's
like,
got to happen.
You know, like, I don't root for injuries, but I hate the Warriors.
So
I don't know if you guys hate the Warriors. I think that's one thing every NBA fan
I hate Steph, too. Hate Steph.
Yeah. I hate KD more than I hate Steph.
Ah, I like KD.
I don't like Steph, to be honest.
I hate Steph.
Ever since Steph threw the mouth guard in the final, that was it for me. I'm like, this guy's a I can't look past that anymore. I thought he was cool up until then.
And then I was like, nope. I was on the fence and then he did that.
That's the last
definitely
straw.
Done, yeah.
So favorite player.
This can be of all time, like right now.
Up to you.
I'd say it's kind of like, I don't know if he's actually my favorite player, but Marcus Smart. Like, I just love him.
Honestly, Marcus Smart is my favorite Marcus Celtic, Smart. Which shouldn't count for anything because I'm not a Celtics fan, but I just like the
player. And I love Tatum. I mean, I think he's going to be nasty, but Paul Pierce probably all time.
Yeah.
I'm with that. I love Marcus Smart.
I mean, I love Smart.
I really want us to hang on to him.
Like, me too.
We
so
need
bad.
Him.
I would probably say Larry Bird, but
okay.
I don't know as much as you guys.
Nothing wrong with
Bird's
that.
A legend.
Next we got I don't know how well you can answer this one then, but Jordan or LeBron?
I'd say LeBron, to be honest. I'm not going to lie.
I agree.
I mean, like, it's just like, it's that's almost like, it's like the old heads say Jordan. Like, yeah. I can't really say, though, because, like, we didn't watch Jordan.
Right.
Yeah. But exactly. I just can't see anybody, like, LeBron is, like, 10 steps ahead of anybody. Like, he's just such a freak athlete.
Yeah.
He dominates. Like, Jordan might have been a better shooter. He was more smooth, better ball handler, but LeBron just, he absolutely dominates. I think he's more important to a team than Jordan was.
Okay. Yeah. Jordan never faced, like, a Warriors, also. He never faced a team like that.
I know.
He really, and people were like, oh, he played the Jazz. Like, they had two guys. Like, Stockton and Malone. That's not KD, second best player in the league. Steph, like, one of the best point guards in the league.
Clay, Draymond.
Now Cousins.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous.
So, LeBron, absolutely. Yeah.
LeBron.
Doesn't mean I like him.
But I could be wrong. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get to watch Jordan. So.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I never watched Jordan. So, like, the way I look at it is, like, if you look at numbers and stuff, I say it's Jordan right now, but I think it's going to be LeBron.
Same.
If you don't say LeBron right now, you're going to have to say it by the time you retire.
Right. I agree. That's a good way to put it.
But next question, we'll go back to music.
Yep.
Drake or Kanye?
Drake. That's hard, though, actually.
It's a hard one. Yeah. It's easy at first.
But then I thought about Kanye. I'm like, I actually like Kanye's new better, too. Like, not his newest, but, like, Kanye. Pablo, Life of Pablo was one of my favorites. Kanye.
He does so much.
Yeah, maybe Kanye, because he does everything.
Yeah, he's a producer.
That's a really good question, though. Mm-hmm. What do you guys say?
For me, I've been listening to Drake since I was, like, 10.
Yeah.
Same with me. But I think mine's Kanye, man. Like, I just think, like, I love Drake. Like, Drake was, like, what got me into rap. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, no, Drake is great.
I didn't listen to rap, and then somehow my uncle was like, I don't know what you listen to, but, like, here's Thank Me Later on CD, and I was like, yeah, this is it. I was like, I like this a lot.
Did your uncle listen to that?
No, he didn't. He was just like, I don't know what, like, you guys listen to. So and then I listened to it, like, nonstop. It was a fire album.
That was good.
It was, like, best album I ever heard at the time.
Yep.
And then I don't know how I got into Kanye, but I think it was 808s and Heartbreaks. Yep. And
that's like an ankle break.
A little inspiration there. Yeah. But that's that. I have, like, a special place in my heart for that album because that's where, like, I met Kanye for the first time. Yep. You couldn't see my finger quotes there, but that's when Kanye came into my life. But I think he is just so much more versatile, I guess.
He has an advantage. He's a producer.
Yep.
Yeah.
I say Drake just because, like, as I said, I grew up on him. He's got hits.
He's got so many hits.
Yeah.
On hits. So, and, like, Kanye, they talk about Drake, how Drake has ghostwriters, but Kanye has, like...
Like, the ultimate
He has the ultimate team. Like,
he is like, the O.J. Simpson, like, law team. He's the dream team of ghostwriters.
Everybody does.
But.
So, I don't even, like... I mean, I think having a ghostwriter takes a little bit of credibility away, but it doesn't mean you still Drake's making the music.
There's so much about how, like, you deliver it.
Exactly.
Like, how you sound with it,
and his voice. Like,
exactly.
Like, what's his name? Quentin Miller. Mm-hmm. Like, if he made whatever song he ghostwrote or songs he ghostwrote, they wouldn't be hits. Because, that's one of my favorite Drake projects. But,
same here.
But it wouldn't have been a hit because it's his voice, it's his delivery. Like, Drake does it the right way, even if somebody else is writing it for him. You know what I mean?
Very true. So now, what would your, like, hip hop, like, Mount Rushmore be? I'm not saying you have to say the greatest rappers of all time. Your personal, like, four.
I'll do an of all time and then a right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think about it.
I would say,
too.
Off the top of my head, Eminem's gonna be on there.
Yeah. Okay.
Of all time,
Drake's
Eminem,
gonna be on there.
Drake.
That's tough.
I kind of like Future.
I love Future.
all time, I can't say Future. Eminem, Drake.
Honestly, not as much recently, but I love J. Cole.
Okay. Cole, I used to love Cole, yeah. Who else? I don't really like anybody.
All time's tough. There's a lot to consider.
Right now.
Yeah.
Let's go right now. Ski Mask.
Juice.
No, because he's not a good lyricist.
Yeah,
he just makes good songs. Ski Mask. Who else? I forget who I listen to. Yeah, Vince Staples, maybe. Vince Staples is nice.
Vince Staples.
I like Vince Staples a lot. He's just really good. Nestle, you guys know Nestle?
I don't.
I might not put him on my Mount Rushmore, but he's good. Check Nestle out. I wouldn't go Nestle. I don't know.
It's definitely not an easy question.
No, it's not.
But nobody knows.
Biv, yeah.
Honestly.
That's a tough one. What do you have a list?
I can't give you all time.
I guess
I can't give you my. I can give you my personal favorites, but I can't give you.
Who are yours?
Like, Drake is definitely on mine.
Yeah, sure. I'd probably put Drake right now too.
I honestly might put Lil Wayne on there.
Oh yeah,
Lil Wayne. Wayne all time for sure.
I don't know why I didn't. I love Lil.
Yeah, fucking Lil Wayne
for sure.
Lil Wayne's like another guy where I was 10 listening to him, and now
he's probably like in my top.
About to be 20 and still listening. Still listening to him.
Yeah.
So those two.
Forgot about Wayne's great.
Yeah, Wayne's.
I want to put Cole up there, but like. I don't really listen to Cole. Like
I don't
that.
Either. Yeah. I don't either.
Consistently, like
I used
high
to.
School, I was bumping him a lot.
Same.
Like,
same.
Born Center is probably one of my favorite albums.
Born Center
ever,
was
but,
great.
Yeah. yeah. But like today,
but
I don't
recently,
really
no.
Yeah.
For him.
So those two, honestly, Frank Ocean.
I love Frank Ocean. Yeah.
Frank Ocean's one of the greatest rappers.
Was
like,
it Blonde? Is that
what
it's called? That album, Blonde.
Yeah, Blonde.
That was really good.
Crazy, crazy album.
That had a lot of good songs on there.
Frank Ocean, fourth.
Frank Ocean.
I don't know, I'm going to think of somebody later.
I'm about to look at my music because I forget who I was.
Really?
Maybe Travis?
Yeah.
But like, this is like
he hasn't dropped
this is, yeah, this is just my personal, like,
yeah.
not Rushmore off the top of
yeah.
my head. Like,
right.
But that would probably be my four.
Trevor, mine is Drake, Future. I love Future.
Future.
Like, Dirty Sprite 2. Was like one of the best albums I've ever heard.
Oh, DS2
is unbelievable.
I still
unbelievable.
Bump it.
Absolutely,
okay, I
listened
to that today.
Thought it was a drought. Like every pregame we have at UMass, it has to come on.
So
And I'd have to say Kendrick.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Forgot
about
Kendrick, too.
Kanye, I guess.
Yeah,
Kanye's on my
Kanye.
Personal. Yeah, so I'd say that's my Mount Rushmore.
That's pretty good.
Four.
That's
yeah.
good.
Definitely.
I don't know how we all forgot Kendrick. I don't really like Kendrick as much as I used to, but how did I forget about Kendrick?
Yeah. How did you feel about, like, Damn?
Didn't really like it, actually.
I thought it was... I didn't really go back to it as much as I thought, but it was good.
Yeah.
Thinking about it,
yeah,
they were all hits.
And, like, it was
yeah.
good for everything about it was, like, it was good.
What was the second song on there?
DNA.
DNA was fire.
Yeah.
DNA changed my life.
That might have been the best rap song that year, I think.
I saw him when he went to Xfinity Center like a month ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I've never seen an artist like that just every single bar he hits.
Right.
Like,
yep.
yeah.
doesn't miss a single lyric. He's not one of those guys that's
going
to let it play.
Nope.
He's
great
going.
Performer. He's like 5'5".
Yeah.
Five, five. He's like my height. You
I know.
Don't even know.
Yeah.
Just the energy he gives off.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't
feels,
tell.
He just feels huge.
Well,
you know
he
I mean?
Actually, because a lot of guys now don't even perform their He literally spits everything.
Yeah.
You're saying?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, DNA, that beat switch. I thought I was gonna start crying when I heard that. I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah,
that song is unreal.
And then he starts like going
nuts,
yeah,
like
going
literally
crazy,
nuts.
Dude.
That song was unreal.
Yeah.
I love DNA.
As soon as I heard that, I was like, "Yep, this is pretty good."
Yeah.
Still think To Pimp a Butterfly is his best album, but
yeah, that was the one I didn't really like.
Oh no,
I
liked
a little bit boring.
Good Kid,
like
Mad
great.
City.
Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah.
Good Kid, Mad City's probably
that's,
my favorite.
That's just like one of the most perfect storytelling albums
that
I've ever
awesome.
Heard.
Awesome.
Next, let's move on to TV. What are you guys watching on TV?
Oh my god!
Forget about Dylan Brady. Go ahead.
You name it. I've seen it all. Game of Thrones, Walking Dead.
Love Game of Thrones.
Breaking Bad, Prison Break. Right now, I'm watching Jessica Jones, which is actually really.
I watched the first season of that.
I just watched the first episode.
First season's good. I didn't watch the second season.
Yeah, my buddy told me to watch it. I was like, I don't really.
It's better than you think.
Yeah.
It's better than
now
you
I've heard it's good.
I know I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely into it.
What are you watching, Cal?
I like, I watch sports. I watch, like, everything. I'm a huge Red Sox guy, Pat, Celtics.
You did Breaking Bad, too.
Sports, The Office, and I like scary horror.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Horror.
Babadook, I think it's.
I like Babadook.
That's the best.
I like fucked up, like, Strangers type shit. Like, the new Purge coming out, I want to see.
I watched that last night.
Was it
crazy,
good?
Crazy.
It was good?
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite Purge. Like,
yeah.
There's just, like, one, it's black. So, I already like the Purge, and then they made it black. So, obviously, you got my vote.
That's awesome.
But, I don't know if you know who Thon Maker is.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
There's a dude in there that, like, is pretty much, like, the scariest guy in the entire
movie. Does he
movie.
Look like Thon?
Yes, he's Thon Maker if Thon Maker was on crack.
Thon Maker's already scary looking.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I'm saying. He's a big,
yeah.
super skinny, super tall, like,
yep.
he has a, there's a character like that that just kind of steals.
I gotta
show.
Go see that.
Yeah, definitely watch it.
The Halloween movies, I love those.
Yep.
Hereditary.
Michael Myers.
You guys see that one?
No, I heard.
I heard that's
mixed
fire.
Reviews. I've heard
it was,
like critic reviews saying it's great, and then I've heard
was,
people say it's trash.
I went with my girlfriend. It was a little bit boring, but it was. I'm still thinking about it. Like it's one of those movies that you just can't stop.
It just
stop.
Sticks with you.
Sticks
yeah.
with you. Like at the end, you're like, "What the hell just happened?" But it was so good.
Okay.
It was a horror movie. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Great. I saw Jurassic 2, which kind of sucks.
yeah.
I'm the biggest Jurassic guy ever. like ever since I was a kid.
Yeah, so. I heard that.
The new one wasn't that good.
Mm. Yeah, I was watching the preview. I was like, so are they on the island?
Yeah,
I had no idea what it was about.
Yeah, it's both. Like they're on it, they're off it, they're on it. It's like kind of
okay. Yeah. I'm not gonna watch that, especially as she told me it's bad.
Have you guys seen the show Bloodline?
I've heard about Bloodline. It's on Netflix, right?
Watch that show.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that.
Three seasons or two?
Three. Watch it. It's fire.
There is Bloodline. Three seasons.
Fire. All right.
Yeah, there's three. Everybody, I always think there's two as well. Yeah.
They're not doing another season though, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Next question we got for you. I don't know if you have an answer for this one. Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh?
Pokemon. I never did Yu-Gi-Oh.
Thoroughly.
Okay.
So, I actually have Pokemon Go now. So I'm gonna say.
I never did that.
I'm gonna say Pokemon.
But I'm a Pokemon guy all day.
You never did Yu-Gi-Oh? Huh?
Never.
I never got into either, but I'd also say Pokemon, because I could name, like, five Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't think I can name any.
I feel like Pokemon was just before you. It was, like, when we were
young. I was going to say, because I'm Yu-Gi-Oh.
I came in after, so.
Yeah, I collected
like
Pokemon.
Pokemon like.
Right, I collected Pokemon, but, like, Yu-Gi-Oh was my shit. Okay. Like, I collected that, and I played it for a little bit.
Like, couldn't you actually, like, duel people?
And and I got that, like, plastic, like, armband thing. You, like, whip out. You could, like, sling your cards on it, like the virtual battlefield or something. I was into Yu-Gi-Oh, but definitely Yu-Gi-Oh for me. I watched, like, the Yu-Gi-Oh movie, too. I was hyped when that came out. Like, Pokemon just didn't have the same, like, effect for me, I guess.
It's just because of the age difference.
Generation.
Pokemon was our
really way cooler looking too.
Yeah, the backs
like the
were dope.
Ones,
Charizard holographic. Those. Like, that's the coolest looking.
Yeah. Album cover, bro.
Our next album's gonna be Charizard.
You heard it here first on 808s and Ankle Breaks.
Brevin Kim Charizard.
Yeah.
It's the next album, Charizard.
It's gotta be fire. If not,
exactly.
If not getting played again. Do you guys play Fortnite?
I think he does. I don't.
Okay.
PUBG. I was gonna. I changed my question because it was gonna be Fortnite or PUBG.
Yeah.
But like, I just thought like
most people say
Fortnite. So.
What about you guys?
I only play Fortnite.
I've only played Fortnite.
I'm not even like a serious Fortnite player.
Yeah.
No.
Until you get a win, you're not a serious Fortnite player.
No, I tried it with the kid Biv that we keep talking about, and I suck. Plus, I just don't like. I don't like the building.
Okay.
I love the building.
Probably because I'm used to PUBG though. Yeah. PUBG is just like Call of Duty if you dropped in on a map.
Right.
Because Call of Duty is probably our.
COD, I love. I've never played Fortnite.
I was a Halo guy.
You were a Halo guy?
Yeah.
Halo guy.
I like Halo.
Yeah.
It was one or the
both,
other, though.
But
yeah.
I was always, because I was good at Halo.
Yeah.
I was always trying
I sucked.
To Call of Duty.
I got you. Yeah, Fortnite. I love Fortnite, bro. Like, I haven't had this much fun playing a
is
game.
Is it that
in, like,
fun?
So.
I gotta
it's,
get into
it's just
it.
Like
it's, you really gotta just like
you gotta grind.
You gotta commit.
Yeah.
To it. Like if you put like an hour a day into it, like you'll notice progress. Because like if you first start the game, you drop in on this map, and
you're gonna get whooped right away. Right away. Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to shoot a gun.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys are doing.
Do you get like impatient playing? Trying to get better and.
Not really. You gotta also play with your friends where you guys just keep swapping out. It's way more fun if you're playing with your friends, like someone plays, then you're watching, then you play. Like, it's definitely better.
Solo's
just...
probably not.
Oh, I love solo.
Even
solo
like,
I feast on solo.
I like
solo.
Playing solo where it's like we'll be at the same crib and like he's playing and then I get
fun.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That I,
like.
I just
that's
wouldn't
fire.
like sitting in my apartment alone because even when I do it with PUBG, I like playing either with, like when like you guys said, someone's with you watching, or you. Dropping it with like threes or fours.
Right. I think I almost have 50 wins.
That's crazy.
Very close.
I got zero.
I have more wins on Ryan's PS4 than he does. I have like 15 wins on his PS4. Yeah, he's not. He's really good.
He's just very good at the
game. I also like started playing like. I guess like a little bit before it blew
up.
Yeah,
so
you've
like been playing for a
while. I could play like against trash kids, and that's where I probably got the most of my wins. But
I feel like I'm
game.
Way too late now. That's why. I got smoked like right when I landed.
Yeah, the game has changed.
Everyone,
like it's changed. So like I'm getting whooped by like 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like I lost a game, came in second, and I got a voice message in my inbox, and it was this 12-year-old kid like, "Hey man, like you know you should have like built above yourself there." And I'm like, I'm not responding to this.
Yeah.
But I just got sunned by a 12-year-old. So. All
right, next question. This is the most serious question of the podcast.
Okay.
Do pineapples go on pizza?
No.
Hell no.
Nah.
Right. Hey, here we go. That's all I
Moving on.
Our first music guest, Desmond, he goes to UMass Amherst, talented artist.
Yep.
He said pineapples on pizza, and I was like, I don't know.
Nah.
He tried to convince me. I'm going to be honest, I still haven't done it.
I don't think I've ever done it.
I never want to do it.
It just doesn't go.
I feel like if I try it, I'm scared that I'm going to actually like it.
And
then it's like,
I've been such a hater for a while.
I've been playing myself.
Yeah.
favorite album of the past year besides yours?
I hate my album. No, I'm just kidding. Probably Hangman by Biv, but okay. Aside from that,
I would probably say You Will Regret. Is that what it's called? By
Ski Mask?
Yep. That's probably.
I didn't love that. What have I been bumping? Probably Juice WRLD. Probably what's it called? What's his last pro? Not 999.
Oh, Goodbye and Good Riddance.
Yeah, Goodbye and Good Riddance. Probably Juice WRLD's project.
And
yeah, Cal, You Will Regret is the first one.
Oh yeah, that was fire.
Listen, with X,
H2O,
yeah. H2O, that song's crazy. It's got Baby White or
Baby White, Rambo. Actually, yeah, that's one of them too. So those
that
three.
Song is like
Hangman, that and Juice WRLD.
Okay, anything like outside of hip hop or?
Yeah, this was like 2 years ago, but Bon Iver's 33 a Million. That album was unbelievable.
1975. That's a long title. I don't know.
It's like something about when you're sleeping. Awesome.
But that one might have been 3 years ago now. Okay. But that was the last not rap album that I loved.
Okay.
What
plus
else?
The Bon Iver one was good.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise dropped an album.
Barney out here.
That's a real band. Celebrity Crush.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, like for some reason I don't. I mean, I do, but. This girl Juju, she's like a model. I don't even
Juju?
Know. Do you know her?
No, I was just saying. Yeah, I know Juju. No last name. Yeah,
I know her personally.
Juju the model.
Follow her on Twitter. Oh, Alexis Wren. You guys know Alexis Wren?
Oh yeah.
I know the name.
She
I'm very familiar with Alexis Wren.
She listens to Melania, our song, which is fire. Yeah. So I guess she's our crush. She's my crush.
Interesting. Yeah. You gotta get those shots up.
Yeah.
I know.
Who's the better member of Brevin Kim?
Bren.
No, I'm just. I would say him. Nah, definitely him.
But he's gonna say him.
Because he can rap.
That's
better.
How it works. He does all the production and shit. Like,
you guys.
I raised my hand, but that was a
joke.
You
guys both sing? Or
yeah,
it,
oh yeah.
Okay.
We both do both.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to tell. Like you said,
honestly,
until you listen for a while, you can't tell who's.
I know Cal's gonna say the same thing, but to me, his part's always better than mine.
But to me, his part's always better. Yeah. That's not just us being like, I actually think that. But I think that's also like when you, like obviously I am proud of my personal music, but you always just like, you hear little things when it's yourself. You obviously overthink it and you critique it. So that's why, that's not the only reason, but I like his shit better. He likes my shit better.
What's the best song you guys have ever made?
The one that we're going to drop tonight.
Yeah.
You're dropping songs tonight?
I think we might, yeah.
We got flames in our email.
We got it here with us.
Yeah, we could play it, but it's not really done.
Yeah, no, it's not done, but it's...
Our best song ever, though, probably?
No, we don't, but...
What do you think our best song is?
I mean, I would probably say Dance.
Yeah, probably Dance. I can make it so you love me again, I know. It's like
it's
different, and that's
views.
Our
Maybe
most
that's
popular.
Why I'm saying that, but...
Best hip hop song, then. Because that one's.
I'd say your Gucci is my favorite.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I was listening to that today, and I tried using like the same exact sample on one of my beats. I forget where I got it from, but yeah, that same one. I played it for Kerm earlier. I tried using the same exact sample.
That's my favorite song of ours.
Yeah.
Gucci, probably. Gucci. That's wicked fun live.
You guys had a song like Biv deleted it. It was
hard.
This song is trash.
It's
What's
called
the name
this.
Of
this
it?
Is called Trash Track.
I think
yeah.
That if that would have been our biggest shot of like blowing up.
If we make like a video with it. Did you hear his boy snap on that?
Yeah,
just
that's
screaming.
What I'm saying. His boy snap.
Fred Robbie.
His boy snap. Biv snapped.
Yep.
You guys snapped.
Yeah.
I was like, it was so
aggressive. We're gonna drop that again. He doesn't want us to, but we're gonna do it.
Why does he not like that? Honestly, I think that's probably one of my favorite songs.
I think that song's unreal, I'm not gonna lie. Like, that's he and Biv made that beat. That beat's unreal.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Biv's the one that went first and then
his boy just freestyle dance.
Oh,
funny ass. Something about best guy.
Yeah. Big Macs or something.
It was like some lot. He's like KKK.
Yeah.
At one point, I was just like, this guy, I don't know who he is. I like the energy.
Well, he's like half black.
Okay. I like the energy. But my last question is, if you guys could speak to yourselves in the past, time machine, I don't know how the f*** it happened, but what advice would you give yourselves?
I would just say don't go to college, invest in music, and work harder at it. Because I feel like if I did all that, we'd be making a living off it already.
I would say the same thing.
Okay. And what would you say to your future selves? I know that's harder to think. But you gotta think about where you want to be and what you would say to them.
I would say, am I picturing myself successful, famous and wealthy?
I hope so.
I do too. I would say, like, just don't change, because I keep telling myself, like, I've seen people, like, we've both seen people, like, kind of blow up that we came up with, and they ghost you, and I just don't want to be that guy.
I would still try to remember. I know that there's going to be a lot of fans.
But, like, even you guys, like, if we blew up overnight, like, I would, and you DM'd me, I want to answer you. Like, I don't want to be that guy. Like, you know what I mean?
You could be so close with someone, and the second you get famous,
all of a sudden you're big, it's like, what, are you too good for them? Like, I understand maybe they're busy and their DMs are blowing up, but that's probably the biggest thing. It's just like, don't change.
Right. Yeah. Let your homies eat too.
Mm-hmm. So has that happened to you guys, where like someone that
there was a kid?
You?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a couple.
You don't have to name names.
No. There's a couple people, but I've
seen Kim diss coming soon.
Yeah. There's plenty of disses coming. No, I'm just kidding. But like, yeah, we've seen kids like, it's also cool though, because like, we're really tight with these guys. Like with this kid, we're about to do a whole collab project with, who's like Boys with X. Okay. Was Boys with X. Blew up like overnight.
Totally just.
And he pretty much, you wouldn't talk to him anymore. But it's also cool that like, he really with our music, and now he's in this position. It's like, I guess we can get there too. Even though he ghosted us.
We were like,
it's still cool that
better
we
than him. Like,
we
he wanted to work with us so bad.
Yeah,
and then he blew up and then said, you guys. But it's
he's
still
also kind of
cool.
Like a fake dude. I mean, he has some, like, he just, I feel like he's kind of put on a little bit of a show.
A little bit of fraud. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast. But,
hey, he does. Brevin Kim's about to come at you with the heat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry, man, you had your shot. All
right, that's our last question, so.
That was awesome. Yeah. Thank you, boys.
You guys have any, like, plugs you want to give?
Twitter, SoundCloud.
Yeah, Brevin anything. Kim on SoundCloud.
Brevin Kim on everything. BrevinKim. It's, I don't think there's any spaces on anything. Brevin Kim.
Other than SoundCloud, obviously, but
SoundCloud, yeah.
But
Brevin Kim.
Everything on like Twitter and stuff.
Twitter and Instagram, Brevin Kim, and then SoundCloud, Brevin Kim with a space.
Facebook, we're not.
Not really, not but YouTube, Brevin Kim. But we got a bunch of coming. I mean, we always do, but like, we got shit coming. We might drop two songs tonight. We'll see. All
right. Hey. Well, this podcast is probably coming out Wednesday, so if you drop them, we'll definitely.
Oh yeah, we also got something coming with Soda Boy.
Do you guys know who Lil Soda Boy is?
I've seen the name, but no.
Yeah.
I've never listened to any
okay.
of
these. Do you guys know Lil Aaron?
No, the name is... Well, is he like... Is
green
he
like, hair, like
yeah,
punk?
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly.
So Soda Boy's like kind of boys with him, so it's kind of a big feature. So that's coming out soon, whenever Soda Boy finishes his verse.
Okay.
But yeah, we got a bunch of coming. But thank you, fellas, for having us.
Yeah,
we appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And before we shut it down, you know, I got to...
We gotta plug our too.
At 808 underscore A Breaks on Twitter. Follow us. Like, I say it every week, but like, the numbers aren't going up. So we need clout. Help us get clout.
Help them out.